This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel is rejecting accusations by the UN after UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said Thursday that Israel's deadly strikes on Gaza may constitute war crimes and that Hamas, Islamist group, had also violated international humanitarian law by firing rockets into Israel. Bachelet said that her office had verified the deaths of 270 Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem, including 68 children, during violence this month. Most were killed in Hamas-controlled Gaza, where Israel fought militants for 11 days, ending in a ceasefire. Hamas rockets had killed 10 Israelis and residents. Bachelet was addressing a special session of the UN Human Rights Council held at the request of Muslim states who had asked for the forum to set up a commission of inquiry to investigate possible crimes and establish command responsibility. A reaction from China, as U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a new review of intelligence into the origins of COVID-19. China says the U.S. has no interest in conducting a scientific study of the origins of COVID-19 and is attempting to politicize the investigation as the World Health Organization prepares to begin a second phase of studies into the origins. China has been under pressure to give investigators more access amid allegations that SARS-CoV-2 leaked from a laboratory specializing in coronavirus research in the city of Wuhan. China has repeatedly denied the lab was responsible, saying the United States and other countries were trying to distract from their own failures to contain the virus. This is VOA News. The head of NATO says the government and armed forces of Afghanistan are strong enough to stand on their own feet without international troops to back them. At some stage, it has to be the Afghans that take full responsibility for peace and stability in their own country. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told the Associated Press in an interview Thursday, NATO took charge of security efforts in Afghanistan in 2003, 2 years after U.S.-led coalition ousted the Taliban. The military alliance is scheduled to leave by September 11th. Many officials have expressed concern that once the U.S. leaves, the Afghan government and its armed forces will be quickly overrun by the Taliban. Thousands of people scrambled to flee the Congolese city of Goma Thursday, some picking their way across landscapes scarred with lava after officials said a second volcanic eruption could happen at any time. Magma, the molten rock that normally stays beneath the Earth's crust, had been detected beneath the city and adjoining lake. The 31 people were killed Saturday evening when Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, sent a wall of orange lava downhill toward the city, destroying 17 villages along the way. The Washington State Attorney General in the U.S. has charged two Tacoma police officers with murder and another with manslaughter in the death of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died after telling them he could not breathe as he was being restrained. The Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed charges of second-degree murder Thursday against Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and first-degree manslaughter against Timothy Rankine. Witnesses reported seeing Burbank and Collins, who are both white, attack Ellis. The 33-year-old was killed March 3, 2020, just weeks before George Floyd's death triggered a nationwide reckoning on race and policing. Ellis's final words, "I can't breathe, sir," were captured by a home security camera. French President Emmanuel Macron said that he recognized his country's role in Rwanda's genocide and hoped for forgiveness at a memorial Thursday, seeking to reset relations after years of Rwandan accusations that France was complicit in the 1994 atrocities. This follows the release in March of a report by a French inquiry panel that said a colonial attitude had blinded French officials and the government bore a serious and overwhelming responsibility for not foreseeing the slaughter. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.